Student activism on college and university campuses is as nearly old as the schools themselves. This is Lisa Berry, and here at Eastern Michigan University, students were especially active and demonstrating in the late 60s and early 70s. A special oral history project is being put together at Eastern to commemorate that. And joining us on 89.1 WEMU is one of the participants, former EMU student Bob Smith. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Lisa.
And Eastern Michigan University archivist Alexis Braun Marks. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having us.
What exactly are we putting together here?
This Saturday, July 28th at Halley Library, we'll be hosting alumni from the late 60s through early 70s, approximately 25 alumni and their families will be joining us to sit down for a panel discussion and recollection moderated by faculty member Ron Woods out of Africology and African American Studies. We'll be recording it so that individuals who aren't able to be present with us will be able to see it through the University Archives website.
Recording it as in audio and video?
Audio and video will be recorded.
And Bob, you're a big part of that, right? You were a member of the Black Student Association in the late 60s?
That's correct.
Some of these are your friends and colleagues from way back then?
Oh, yes, and most of them have remained lifelong friends and colleagues.
Did you bond over this activism?
Absolutely. Hmm. We were in a tremendous struggle together, and when you're struggling together, as any soldier in war will tell you, these people become very important to you.
It may seem obvious, but exactly what were you demonstrating against?
Well, I mean, it's difficult for us now to realize, but if we go back 50 years ago, which is a long time ago, the university virtually had a very small number of African-American students, but yet the African-American population was at least 10 or 12%. But I would say probably 2 or 3% of the university population was African-American. There was absolutely no content taught in just about any course dealing with the lives of African-Americans in this country. And as we know from the history now, African Americans played a significant role in the shaping of American history, but that was never taught. And even in terms of how African American students were dealt with when they came to the university, there were a lot of incidents of being slighted because you were African American. Mm-hmm. There was not a certain comfort level that existed on the campus. There were not a single student on the student senate. There was a very, very small number of African-American faculty members. But the other thing that was going on, that, as you know, by 1969, the civil rights movement had been going on for 10 years.
Alexis, when you put this oral history project together, is there a specific time or date that you'll be focusing on?
Well, I think we'll be looking in particular in the months sort of leading up to the takeover of Pierce Hall on February 20th of 1969. But I think there was a lot of change that happened in the university subsequently. But I think it's important for us as archivists to not only look back, but to do a better job of documenting the present. So we'll also be looking at Black activism that happened in the 1990s and again more recently on campus.
But Bob Smith, you were there. What, you graduated in 1971?
Yes, I did.
Were you part of the takeover planning of Pierce Hall?
Yes, I was. For several weeks, there was some discussions going on between various groups of Black students about taking some action. To some extent, it was a reaction to what was going on around in the country, mm-hmm. because there were demonstrations and protests occurring in just about every section of the country. And so we obviously wanted to do something at Eastern as well. There was the formal organization of the Black Student Association, but there were also other students who had just arrived on campus who actually came already having been activists in Detroit. Because a lot was going on in Detroit as well. And so when they came to campus, they brought with them, to some extent, already radicalized and ready to become involved in this wider civil rights movement that was occurring all over the country.
What is your strongest memory of that takeover, that protest?
Well, for me personally, it would have been my arrest.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Okay.
You were arrested.
Yes, I was.
By the Ypsilanti police or the university?
By the Ypsilanti police. And my arrest was different and much more serious because I was charged with inciting to riot, whereas the other students who had occupied Pierce Hall was charged with a high misdemeanor of trespassing. And so I vividly remember just about everything that happened surrounding that arrest.
Did you feel like you were being unfairly treated?
Not at the time. I mean, when you engage in a struggle and you engage in civil disobedience, you have to be prepared to accept the consequences. It's the conflict, it's the standing up that brings attention to the problem. I mean, I was not surprised that I was arrested for what I did, and you know, I accepted the consequences, and ultimately I was vindicated and did not have to go to prison because it was a very serious charge.
Right, and here we are nearly 50 years later. Yeah. Was it worth it?
Absolutely. When we engaged in this protest and this demonstration and taking over Pierce Hall and all of the subsequent events that occurred after that, because this went on for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I was a student here at Eastern for 4 years along with the other 23 people. And for 4 years, we were constantly engaged in interacting with the university, demonstrating, meeting with them, negotiating, and we could see concrete evidence of our actions. We could see the Faculty Senate began to meet to talk about formulating a Black Studies program. A Black History program was established. Recruiters were hired to go down to Detroit to recruit students. More Black faculty members were hired. Ken Moon, who was then an assistant to the Dean of Students, who was African American, was promoted to Assistant Dean. He was a counselor, but he was promoted to Assistant Dean of Students. He was African American. So the university recognized. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't that the university just thought that our demands were unfounded. They recognized that we had just claims. And so it was just a matter of how those things were going to be, how quickly they were going to be instituted, and how and what our involvement would be and what say-so we would have in the institution of those demands.
And I would say, too, that a lot of these documents that Bob references are in the university archives. Mm-hmm. We have them in a campus demonstrations collection. They're open to the public to view at any point in time. But doing an oral history project like this is particularly important because oftentimes it's the official documentation that tells one side of a story. And so what we're trying to do through the oral history is to capture another side of the story, the recollections that these alumni have to share with future generation of student activists to say, when you stand up and you make your voice heard, it can have concrete implications for a public institution like Eastern. I think the events that happened 50 years ago, the results of those actions are still being felt today on campus.
Is this open to the public?
The oral history, which is taking place, recording of in Halley Library in the auditorium this Saturday, July 28th, is open to the public. It'll start at 10:30. Our hope is to have about an hour and a half of moderated conversation with time for question and answer. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to get a group of alumni together to really reminisce, but also to provide concrete advice for those student activists that are on campus today.
Bob Smith, as a student activist dating back to the late 60s, what would you say to students coming in to start the new school year 2018-19?
Well, I can maybe quote John Hope Franklin, who said that every generation must write their own history. The issues and the problems that African Americans and other marginalized people face continue to exist, particularly in this, what we would call back in the day, reactionary political climate. There's no question, if you just read the papers and pay attention to the news, that there's a lot to protest and to fight for. Maybe it would be done differently. Maybe it would not be done taking over buildings. But certainly the challenge facing this generation are just as great as the challenge that was facing us.
Well, best of luck with your oral history project taking place on the Eastern Michigan University campus. Bob Smith, a 1971 graduate, and Eastern archivist Alexis Braun Marks, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.